Fat Girl Chronicles. I love food.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Fat Girl Chronicles. I am here, Vicky, the professor of food, to talk about my love and struggle with food. I have with me my beautiful co-host.
How you doing? This is Kenny, your brother in the struggle.
Yes, and this week, we decided to do another special holiday episode, the Valentine's Day episode.
Oh, I love you too.
I didn't say how you say too. I didn't say you love you in the first place.
Oh, okay.
All right, no, I'm playing. I love you, Ken. You know I do, boo.
I don't know anymore.
You know I do. I love you. Calm down. Okay, so we're going to just kind of run through food and aphrodisiacs and everything like that. But let me just quickly say a couple things. And Ken did most of the research. I did a very, very small amount of research. Because I'm trying to do better. Right, y'all? I'm doing better. Sort of.
Well, kind of. To your credit, you do a lot of research for work. And multiple jobs, so.
Yeah.
You
know. It is what it is.
I try to take the load off here.
Okay. So, food and sexuality. Have been associated in various ways throughout history. Foods such as chocolate and oysters are said to be aphrodisiacs. And Ken's going to talk more about that. In some cultures, animal testicles and other items are consumed to increase sexual potency. Mm. Ken, have you ever eaten animal testicles?
No, I have not.
Would you try?
I don't think it's that serious.
Okay. Food items also provide symbolism, such as the biblical forbidden fruit, or the cherry, with it, which is associated with, related to virginity. And oftentimes, there's various slangs and things of that sort. Some foods,
I'm gonna keep my mind out the gutter.
No, this is the episode where you can go into the gutter.
Don't listen to this episode around your children.
Yes. Some foods are considered sexual for their appearance, texture, and taste, such as whipped cream, milk chocolate, jam, strawberries that are often dipped in chocolate and peanut butter.
I love me some whipped cream. I'm not going to say where. I'm just going to say I love me some whipped cream.
You know what? I can't with you. So, the relationship between food and sex has always been explored in art, books, cinema, everywhere.
Right.
So, Ken, go ahead.
In people's bedrooms, probably.
Listen.
All right. So, an aphrodisiac. Let me get you guys familiar with what the aphrodisiac is.
In case you don't know.
Right. So, an aphrodisiac is a food, a drink, or a drug that stimulates sexual desire.
Desire.
So, recently, I read an article based on a book authored by Diane Hopp. She's a MD. The name of the book is Healthy Sex Drive, Healthy You, What Your Libido Reveals About Your Life. That title is so long.
Okay. That title is hilarious.
So, we're going to go through the article, which covered 10 items that are food-related, and is considered an aphrodisiac.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Number one.
All right.
Hot chilies.
Chilies.
So basically, in reviewing this article, hot chilies stimulate nerve endings of the tongue, which releases adrenaline.
I'm sorry. Really hot peppers are painful. I don't understand how that's an aphrodisiac. I understand a little bit of spice that's flavorful, but...
Well, like Ja Rule says, pain is pleasure.
No. Go ahead, what's next?
Alrighty. Reference from 2004, I'm sorry.
Alright, never mind, I'm going to say something else.
What was you going to say?
Never mind, go ahead.
Hot chilies also increase your heart rate and releases endorphins in the body. It's basically like a natural opiate found in your body. The endorphins that it releases.
Okay. What's next?
And it says, don't rub chili pepper on your partner's body because it will sting.
It'll burn.
Yeah. Probably. All right. Next up, we have figs. Mm-hmm. So figs, according to Dr. Hopp, is a sexual stimulant high in amino acids that increases your stamina and libido?
Figs.
Figs. Who knew?
Yeah.
About to go to the supermarket right now.
Okay.
Alrighty. Next up, we have asparagus. Like, really? Asparagus? Asparagus is on the list.
Oh, I don't like asparagus.
Why not?
It's nasty.
So
and it makes your pee smell funny, doesn't it?
Well, it does something else for that area.
What does it do?
So, asparagus has a high amount of vitamin E,
okay.
And this increases the blood and oxygen flow to your genitals.
Oh.
So, basically, in addition to that, it has high levels of potassium, and that increases or is linked to sex hormone production. Then there's a phallic shape to it, you know.
There's that, too.
Yeah, there's that.
Eggplant emoji.
Okay, next up we have avocados.
Okay.
So avocado is actually a word from the Aztec known as acatal, which means testicle. Did you know that?
Okay, then. A green testicle. If you have a green testicle, you need to go to the doctor.
Probably so.
Yeah.
So avocados have a high level of folic acid and vitamin B, and this increases testosterone.
Okay. Folic acid is good for you. So if you eat a lot of guacamole, you should be good.
Right.
I don't like straight avocados.
But you got Chipotle, you know.
Chipotle.
Chipotle, that's how I say it. Stop judging
me. I can't.
This is a judgment-free zone. Stop it.
We always say it's a judgment-free zone, but we always judge each other. So I think we're just lying about that judgment-free zone.
Listen.
But go ahead.
Alrighty. Next up, we have bananas.
I do another, eat a lot of bananas.
Phallic fruit, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So it contains an enzyme which increases a man's sex drive.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yep.
Banana pancakes for everyone.
And it keeps your energy levels up because it has vitamin B2 and riboflavin in it. And
that's
obviously potassium. Alrighty, not surprised. Chocolate is also on this list. So chocolate has a stimulant that elicits excitement and a sense of well-being.
Yeah.
So that's why
it's addictive. So keep that in mind. That a lot of times, the stimulus that you get from love, you can get from chocolate. So when you break up with somebody, just eat chocolate and let them know that you don't really miss them. You just miss the stimulant. Okay? And they can be artificially replaced, boo-boo. Go ahead.
As recommended by Professor White.
Yep. This like professor.
Alrighty. So also on this list, we have oysters.
Ooh.
So you mentioned oysters earlier in the conversation. So oysters contain zinc, which helps with the production of testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
And it contains dopamine, a brain chemical, which increases desire.
See, I think the thing about oysters is not necessarily the oyster aspect of it. I think that more than likely, if you are going out for oysters, you're going out with somebody who you have desire for anyway, and that more than likely you're going to a reputable seafood restaurant, hopefully, because you don't want to get worms and stuff. And so if you're doing all that, you're already spending a lot of money on this person. And we all know that if you order from that side of the menu, we know what's going down. Okay.
Hey, Me Too movement going on.
Okay, all right.
That does not mean that.
All right. But Beyonce wouldn't have talked about Red Lobster if it wasn't for a reason. So, keep that in mind. I think more seafood is just because you're already spending a lot of money on somebody that you already care about.
Well,
not necessarily about all
there's also a background story when it comes to oysters and the myth of it being an aphrodisiac. So there's an urban legend that Casanova once seduced a virgin by sliding an oyster from his lips to her lips. And I think that's kind of sparked the rumor of it being an aphrodisiac. And now we have research to suggest that it is.
Okay. No, I think it's just you're spending a lot of money on this person, so you're already invested in them.
Oh, seafood screams seduction, I guess, because it's coming from that side of the
menu. And you're spending money.
But you ladies, Just because you eat the food don't mean you have to go anywhere further than that, okay?
And fellas, just because she's paid for the food doesn't mean you have to go anything further than that.
Right.
Just come on, keep it both sides.
Only thing you agree to is good food. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. Alrighty. So, next up on this list, we have pomegranates.
Which I'm allergic to.
Really?
Yep.
I know what to get you for Christmas.
Pomegranate?
Yes.
Okay.
So, some studies suggest that pomegranate juice can help with erectile dysfunction.
All right.
Sign me up.
Do you have that problem? I think you're sharing
I like to be proactive. Like, what's wrong with being proactive?
And preventative measures.
Exactly.
Okay.
Don't you dare judge me.
I'm not. Except that I am.
You know how expensive pomegranate juice is?
Listen, ain't nobody. Well, I don't have to ever worry about that because I'm allergic, so. There you go.
Alrighty. Next on our list, we have red wine.
Red
wine kind of already puts you in the mood, right?
Puts me to sleep.
Really?
Yeah.
And it also has antioxidants in it that increase the blood flow. So literally, red wine, on top of getting you in the mood, it gets your blood pumping.
Oh, well, there you go.
So that's why it's on this list. Last but not least, we have salmon.
Okay.
You say salmon. I say salmon. You say salmon. Whatever.
You
I like
say
to,
salmon.
I like to pronounce the L. So.
You like to pronounce all kinds of extra letters.
So what?
All right. Go ahead.
So basically, salmon is high in omega-3 and fatty acids.
Which is good. Also, if you feel yourself craving chocolate, you should have salmon. Because your body's like low in like omega-3s and stuff.
So you just told them to leave their partner and eat and consume as much chocolate as they want. Now when they craving chocolate, now you tell them to eat some fish.
Yeah, because then it'll level you out and it's better for you.
I need you to make up your mind.
Listen, if you just lost your partner, take a moment, wallow, eat some chocolate, then get some salmon and asparagus. Get yourself...
Basically, just take everything off this list and cook it for your next person.
Yes.
And you can consume it together.
Yes.
All right. So going back to salmon, basically, it's not important. It's not only important for your heart health, but it also supplies building blocks for production of estrogen and testosterone, which helps your libido.
Ooh.
So I'm going to run this list off one more time. So that's hot chilies. That's figs. Asparagus, avocados, bananas, chocolate, pomegranate, red wine, and salmon. I know what I'm cooking for Valentine's Day. What about you? Are you interested in any of the items on this list?
Chocolate.
That's it? So, you don't like the asparagus. What about the figs?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
Oysters? Are you a seafood girl?
I am a seafood girl.
Red Lobster serves oysters too, you know.
I'm not doing oysters at Red Lobster.
Why?
I'm trying to live after.
Don't you dare talk about Red Lobster.
I'm just being honest.
What about the red wine? You're a red wine girl?
No, I'm not.
No?
I'm not a wine person at all.
You look like a Hennessy chick to me.
I'm not a Hennessy chick. You see how he judging me? Wow. What part of me is ever Hennessy? Think about that. What part of me is Hennessy?
I just wanted the reaction.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted your response.
Yeah. So that's only because you are projection.
Because the Hennessy chick just came out of you just now.
Because you're projecting. You are the epitome of a Hennessy chick. But go ahead. Go ahead. Can you keep reading your list? Go ahead.
She just called me a Hennessy chick.
Listen.
Okay.
If the fake Louis Vuittons fit, wear them.
Here we go. So, and then we have the salmon. Maybe you need some salmon. Maybe you need to balance out.
No, I have my chocolate protein shake right here.
I think you had too much chocolate.
Yeah.
You had too much of that stimulant today.
Protein shake.
All right. So what about going out for Valentine's Day? Like, are there any restaurants out there that, you know, if it wasn't such a busy day that you would like to go to?
If I go, I don't want to go to a chain of anything. I want something
authentic and romantic.
Not necessarily any of that, because, you know, I'm a burger girl. So if it's a nice restaurant...
That's not sexy. It's Valentine's Day.
You should go where your partner would like to enjoy the most. So if that person likes burgers, then give me a burger. I like steak, so I would go somewhere with steak. I wouldn't go somewhere necessarily with seafood. So you order
from that left side of the menu.
Yep, that's how I am. I prefer steak. I'm very much a red meat carnivore. We have canines for a reason. Use them.
All right. So for me, I would like a red lobster. Like, I like red lobster. I like olive
oil. Well, just say it's seafood. Like the chains. You like the chains?
I like the chain restaurants for, like, it usually has a nice mood, a nice...
Yeah. I mean, nice I product. Appreciate them, but not for a romantic dinner.
Or my favorite place.
Cheesecake Factory?
Oh, I like them, too. I forgot all about them. Their cheesecake is also good. Especially on Valentine's
Day. Cheesecake's not an aphrodisiac?
It's not on the list. It's not in the top 10 list.
Okay.
I don't know. How about our viewers and our listeners kind of just, you know, experiment at home. Let us know what you think you're at. What might be aphrodisiac that didn't make the list, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I like SoCo in Brooklyn. Like, I love the atmosphere of that restaurant. So that's definitely somewhere I would go. On Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going. I wouldn't go anywhere on Valentine's Day. On the actual day, because it's a nightmare with the amount of people.
So we know about the chain restaurants. Yeah, and that is crowded, right?
Yeah.
So what about a fast food restaurant? We should go to a fast food restaurant on Valentine's Day? Like a McDonald's or a Burger King or something like that? Like, would that be your first choice?
No.
Really?
No.
So, White Castle's. Is doing their 25th annual Valentine's Day dinner. So every year, White Castle starts, you can start doing reservations on like around January 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So you make reservations to have dinner at White Castle's on Valentine's Day.
But you'll be blown up the bathroom that night.
Well, we didn't get there yet.
Okay.
So basically, from 3 to 9 p.m., you have a special experience at White Castle that comes with a hostess, seating, and tableside service.
Do you know some McDonald's do tableside service now?
Some who?
McDonald's.
I did not know that.
They have waitresses and they'll bring your food to you.
Well, if they start skating, let me know.
Okay.
So you get decadent sliders, seafood, and dessert.
Seafood at... White Castle?
Yeah, they got fish sliders and
stuff. Oh, okay. Not anything. Okay.
No, it's nothing special.
Oh, okay. I was about to say.
It's a regular menu just enhanced and elevated for the day of Valentine's
Day. I'm about to say, I'm like, I'm not eating raw oysters at White Castle.
Why not?
Because you would just need to take me straight to the hospital afterwards for the food. You
want fried oysters instead?
For the food poisoning. Well, that defeats the purpose.
So, ladies and gentlemen... If anybody has reservations for White Castle's, please let us know about your experience. They are still honoring reservations. The dinner takes place from 3 to 9 p.m. at participating White Castle.
I'm sorry, I can't stop laughing. That's hilarious.
We should make some reservations so we can report back on the experience.
I'm not going. You can go. You can take a picture of me with you. And that'll be it, because I'm not, that ain't me. I'm sorry, no.
So, you prefer to be like a homebody on Valentine's Day?
On the actual day, yeah, because I would just want to avoid all... Just
wrapped up with a nice movie, some chocolate.
That's all you need. I'm like, I'm not...
Some red wine, some salmon.
Well, not red wine, because I don't like red wine.
What do you like, white wine?
I don't like wine. I like rum. I'm a rum girl.
Oh, that's so much different from a Hennessy.
Rum is so much different than Hennessy. We will have an alcohol episode. Don't you worry.
We need it.
And you know what? We might need to have a video. We might do like a YouTube video alcohol episode.
Oh, well, we're going to drink?
We're going to drink and talk.
Hey.
And we'll see where we might invite some of our friends. So it'll be a whole group of us drinking and talking. It might not be safe for work because... You know, people might start cursing and stuff, and we like to keep this clean.
Right. So we probably had to bleep out some of that stuff. Yeah.
Or we just cut let it completely. No, we'll just have to let it be on YouTube. And just put it in the...
I still plan on moving up in my career. I might can't participate in that.
Boo. I'm not going to say nothing.
You keep your inside information to yourself.
All right, I will. But for a fee, it can be sold. All right, y'all. Do you have anything else?
You know what I like for Valentine's Day? This might be a little bit cheesy.
What?
Like, you know the little cards that you pass out in school?
Oh.
That you buy through the 8-count in the box or 12-count?
I love those.
Like, I still like to give those out at work now.
Those are so adorable. Cool.
And my favorite was always, like, the superhero one.
Yeah, I'm a big superhero fan. Like, I'll be your hero. Like, they always have something cheesy on them, but they're amazing.
Now, the little Valentine's Day candies, though, I never liked them.
Those things are nasty. It's not just Nobody likes them.
Be My Valentine and all that
stuff. Oh, those things are nasty. Disgusting. They're chalky and yucky. Yeah. I think if it's good, if you have acid reflux. But other than that.
Yeah. I prefer somebody just give me chocolate, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, maybe Hershey's or the Hershey Kisses are doing some type of, like, special product for, like, Valentine's Day. Something like that. Mm-hmm. I'm cool with.
But. Yeah. But, no, I mean, I look, you know, when various...
Like receiving chocolates on Valentine's Day?
Ah, they're okay. I do get, like, the...
Oh, you want a burger.
No, you know, like, the edible arrangement baskets?
Oh, yeah, I've had those before. Cool. Yeah.
Those are cool. Those,
yeah.
Definitely check with your partner to see what kind of fruit they like, because there's a lot of fruit
that I don't
like.
Make sure they're not allergic, like this one over here.
Listen, but there's a lot of fruits that I don't like that come in that, so usually, like, the melons.
Rules and regulations.
The cantaloupes, all those things I don't like, so you're just better off getting me just strawberries.
This is to being a professor of
food. And pineapple.
You are the professor of rules and regulations for food. If it's not Christmas at your parents' house or some other wacky situation, like, there's always a rule or regulation for your food.
A regulation?
Yeah.
Regulation.
I'm going to start calling you Professor FDA.
I will fully support that. That'll be also Professor FDA. Yeah, because I do have a lot of rules and regulations of when, where, how you can eat to certain things.
Right.
But I get that from my mother, so what can you do? She has her own rules, and I have then since added my rules, and that's how it is.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's the most romantic thing you received on Valentine's Day?
I don't know.
Well, I'm surprised there's no Valentine's Day food traditions for you, because you got a tradition for everything.
I don't have any. No, I mean, I've gotten the edible arrangements. That's always cute. Not really anything.
I like the... I've done the edible arrangements before.
Yeah.
Nothing
too big because, you know...
Chocolate.
That person should show their love all throughout
the year.
I like
the movies, going out to the movies.
Yeah, going to the movies, going out... Yeah, it's all the normal stuff.
So, I probably should just kill two birds with one stone and just go to a dine-in movie.
Yeah.
Like, they have the iPick movie theater in Fort Lee, New Jersey. It's a luxury dining theater, so maybe I'll go there for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
It's really, really nice. And they serve lobster roll there, like we talked about in the previous episode.
You and your lobster roll.
Hey!
Okay.
They got a bar in there. Like, it's popping in there.
All right.
It's really nice. Really, really nice. So maybe I'll do that for Valentine's Day.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But
maybe I'll get matching underwear, too.
Okay, now we're going into a whole different episode.
They have underwear for couples.
Know about your...
With the same print and pattern.
I want to know about you wearing a thong. Okay. All right.
I thought we were going.
We're trying to stay with the food and keep it food focused.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So if it's edible, we can talk about it.
They have edible underwear.
If it's edible, we can talk about
it. They got edible underwear, don't
Listen.
They?
Yes,
that they could do. Be a nice Valentine's Day gift for somebody. And I'm going to end my thoughts on that.
Yeah, we're going to end it before we go too far into a whole different world. And there's other podcasts that can cover that information for you guys. We'll keep it PG here, okay?
PG-13,
nothing more than that.
Right.
So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Please take a moment to hit that iTunes 5-star review, like, subscribe, and review for us. We got some new reviews.
Italian food is also good on Valentine's Day. It's just something about Italian food. It's just, or French food.
It's heavy stuff, though. So.
The girl who wants steak and a burger, though?
But steak to me isn't heavy. Pastas are heavy. Okay. So, we have some of our 5-star reviews. This one's from... Carly Lead?
Carly B?
Lead.
Listen to our podcast?
No, Carly Lead. Calm down. Oh, okay. More addictive than McDonald's. This podcast makes me feel snacky, but I'm not mad about it. This podcast is entertaining, engaging, and definitely worth a listen. We also have another one, I Love Food and This Podcast by Matthew C. Walker. I love this podcast. I love the format.
Did you say Madam C.J. Walker listens to our podcast?
Can you be quiet?
I'm sorry.
Matthew C. Walker. Okay. I love this podcast. I love the format, the discussions, and of course, the food. A seriously fun podcast that I'm telling all my friends about. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
I think I'm actually listening to his podcast right now. I'm definitely going to start shouting out some of my favorite podcasts soon. I got to actually write my list because there's a lot of you guys that I absolutely love. Next, we have a foodie pod that I can relate to. Jenny from Wives Tales co-hosts. The Wives Tales podcast, that's one I'm listening to.
Okay.
And it's about myths and legends, and I love these ladies.
I'm about to sign up right now.
They are hilarious. You are so funny. I love the banter and debates about good old fast food, or really any food, or not so good food. Very honest, relatable. Now I'm going to run and grab some Wendy's french fries. I know that's right. And this one is I Did Not Start This Podcast Hungry by WSPN The Spoon. Now I am starving.
I'm signing up for Wise Tales podcast right now.
Yes. Listen, I've met some really great people in my podcasting life, and I have been following what they've been saying. And I think Matt, let me see. I think this one says... No, it's not. Okay. There's a few people I want to shout out, and I will shout them out probably in the next episode just to let them know that I appreciate all their support, and I'm enjoying their podcasts, and I'm happy that they're enjoying mine.
Yeah. I just ordered one drink that's probably not good for Valentine's Day.
What?
Probably prune juice. Probably shouldn't drink prune juice on Valentine's
Day. No, you should not. Unless that's something you're into. And then I'm not judging you.
I'm not judging either.
And we're not going to discuss that any further.
No.
Okay? All right. So take a moment. Like us on our various social media. On Facebook, Fat Girl Chronicles. Twitter, at Fat Girl NJ. Instagram, Fat Girl Chronicles NJ. And our email is fatgirlchroniclescontact@gmail.com. We will have that Google Plus group up soon. I apologize that it's not there yet, but it will be there very soon. If not, maybe hopefully if you're listening to this episode, it's there now.
But please tag us on any favorite food you like to make for Valentine's Day, any restaurants you like to go out to for Valentine's Day.
And anything of that sort.
Right.
Yes. So happy Valentine's Day, everybody, with all the love from us here at Fat Girl Chronicles, because we love food and we love you. Bye.
Adios.
Fat girl chronicles. I love food.